File number EE681. Personal file from Esat Echt. Personal journal entry, Vincent Couture.
I see her face everywhere. I wish it were in my imagination, but they've plastered every alley with my daughter's face. She's on the small leaflets we see lying on the ground. They graffiti her name, the one they've given her, on anything remotely connected to the council. An entire propaganda machine is built around Eva. Worst of all, it's all fake. As far as I can tell, all of this is a figment of the Empress's imagination. The good news is I found her. Well, not exactly. I found Ekim. He'll take me to her. The Empress sent a handful of Imperial guards to help me. I didn't want them anywhere near me, but they were useful in the end. I don't have anything to bribe anyone with. They have everything, and no reservations about twisting a few arms along the way if it helps. I don't care. I just need to find Eva. Then I give the Empress what she wants, and we're gone. That's the deal. She promised to unlock one of the robots. We asked for Thimis, and let us leave. All we need is a pilot. I have an idea about that. I feel like an asshole for using my daughter's boyfriend to find her. He's a sweet kid, but she didn't leave me much choice. She's quick. Eugene must have taught her a lot more than combat maneuvers. She's really good at covering her tracks. It's not easy. The three of us stick out like a sore thumb here. I think people just want to help her. It doesn't mean they all embrace the cause or anything like that. They want to help her. They don't talk because they like her. Another thing she didn't get from me. Ekim, well, he worships her. He won't let her out of his sight. If he's here, then my daughter can't be too far. He'll take us there. It would break him to know he was betraying her. Poor kid. That's the thing, though. They're both kids. Ekim is 28. That's about, I don't know, 16 for these people. And Eva, well, she's her mother's daughter, all right. I'm not sure she knows what she's gotten herself into. This isn't a student protest. The place is on the verge of a full-blown civil war. The bombs they blame her for killed innocent people, some from the security forces. These guys will gun her down if they get to her first. People are scared, especially in Osk. If she's caught and there's a vote, they'll put her to death. I doubt the council will go out of its way to save the poster child for the uprising. I hate the rebellion. The real one, whoever they are. For all their talk about justice and equality, they're just as power-hungry as everyone else. They want their seat at the grown-up table. They don't want to change the system. They want to run it. They've been using all of us since the day we got here, just like the Empress is using us now. We're the perfect face to put on what they have to sell. We pose no threat. We look like them. It's a whole lot easier to play the emotion card with us than with reptilians or sentient amoebas. If these people do exist, they're terrorists. I hate bullies. You build a revolution on ideas. If the population doesn't buy your ideas, it means they're not ready, or you're wrong. There's this tendency for people to see any fight against the system as a fight for progress, as if the people before them couldn't possibly have gotten anything right. If you're using bombs instead of words, that means you're banking on people giving you what you want out of fear instead of reason. That's never a good sign.